This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Congressional Democrats tour Texas border facilities as news emerges about a secret Facebook group, including current and former Border Patrol agents, that includes racist and violent content. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Members of Congress visit an immigration detention center and two Border Patrol stations in the El Paso area. Texas Democrat Congressman Joaquin Castro says immigration and Border Patrol have a long way to go in improving conditions.
The system is still broken and that people's human rights are still being abused.
ProPublica reports a closed Facebook page made up of current and former Border Patrol members included sexist posts and comments mocking migrant deaths.
There are many within CBP who become desensitized to the point of being dangerous to the migrants in their care.
Border Patrol head Carla Provost says any employee violating standards will be held accountable. I'm Tim McGuire.
The United States says it will never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon after Tehran announced it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium it agreed to in the 2015 International Accord restraining its nuclear weapons development. The White House said in a statement Monday that Iran should be held to a standard of no uranium enrichment and said the United States will continue its pressure on Iran. The statement said maximum pressure on the Iranian regime will continue until its leaders alter their course of action. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency confirmed Monday that Iran had exceeded the limits imposed by the deal. Nuclear weapons were also on the agenda during the impromptu summit Sunday between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump called the meeting very productive and said countries want to get this thing solved. Trump has repeatedly pointed to potential economic benefits for Pyongyang if it agrees to a deal on its nuclear program. You're listening to VOA News. Five Japanese whaling ships set off Monday to begin the country's first commercial whale hunt in more than 30 years. One returned to Kushiro Port in northern Japan later in the day with the first minke whale taken in the hunt. Japan announced in December it was withdrawing on June the 30th from the International Whaling Commission, which banned commercial whaling 3 decades ago. Reuters correspondent Jason Albano reports.
Under the ban, Japan continued whaling under what they called scientific research, but the meat of the animals would end up on store shelves and in restaurants around the country, prompting critics to call the annual expeditions a disguise. Japan's decision to leave the commission has drawn widespread condemnation internationally. But Japan says most whale species aren't endangered, and this year's newly set quota of 227 whales is less than the 330 whales that they harvested in the Atlantic until recently. Japanese ships will also be limited to hunting in their own territorial waters.
That's Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. The economy is solid, but President Trump is not seeing much of a bump in support as a result. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The president's getting mixed reviews in an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll. Nearly two-thirds of respondents say the economy's good, but just 47% approve of how he's handling it. The skepticism could hurt his re-election bid. Wisconsin farmer Ryan Brigham struggled, but says the president's still his guy.
It's going to come around.
Houston neuroscientist Christelle Bastida's not so sure. She says the Trump economic boost isn't for her.
So far, it's been, I hear, very good for billionaires.
And says any credit for a stable economy goes to the Obama administration. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A group of five heavily armed men Monday carried out a powerful vehicle, bomb, and gun attack on the Afghan capital of Kabul, killing at least one person and wounding dozens of others. Officials said the ensuing clashes lasted about 9 hours before Afghan security forces killed all the assailants. Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi said security forces were in the process of clearing the area and detonating explosives the assailants had brought with them. The Taliban claimed responsibility for plotting the suicide raid against what it said was the logistics and engineering center of the Afghan Defense Ministry. This comes as the Taliban and United States are engaged in a fresh round of talks in Qatar aimed at finding a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. Turkish Cypriot officials say a stray Russian-made missile fell just outside Nicosia Sunday during Israeli airstrikes on Syria. The missile landed in Tashkent, about 12 kilometers from the capital. It set a field on fire but caused no injuries. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.